Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by United Health Group.
And I'm Jake Sherman. There are 46 days until Donald Trump is sworn in as president. Republicans on Capitol Hill are already beginning to worry about how they'll lift the debt ceiling. Right now, it looks like GOP leadership will spend much of the first part of 2017 passing an infrastructure bill, working on tax reform, and repealing the health care law. There has been some talk about lifting the debt ceiling as part of a larger deal, but there are mixed feelings on that. Action needs to be taken by summer.
More names are being circulated as contenders to be Trump's Secretary of State. ExxonMobil's CEO Rex Tillerson, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis, and even former Utah Governor John Huntsman, a Mitt Romney nemesis, are among those entering the fray.
The new Plum Book is out, the go-to guide for all Trump administration jobs. Speaking of new jobs, California Governor Jerry Brown is set to meet with Javier Becerra in Sacramento today. This will be the pair's first meeting since Brown named Becerra as the state's next attorney general.
And in D.C., some scary news out this morning that a North Carolina man told police he went to D.C. pizzeria Comet with an assault rifle to self-investigate an election-related conspiracy theory involving Hillary Clinton that spread online during the presidential campaign. Several businesses went on lockdown Sunday after the man pointed a gun at an employee. Thankfully, no one was injured. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.